Hello there, I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. Losses on Wall Street across Friday meant our local market was affected at the open, but a fight back across the day saw the ASX 200 get back to parity and eventually finishing up 5 points to 7,675. The real estate sector made heavy work of the day, down almost 2%. Markets once again were looking to China, and the news there was mixed. Its latest economic data showed that the industrial output for the country had risen by 7% across the first 2 months of the year. Good news, and much further ahead of where economists had predicted. Growth in fixed asset investment was also up more than expected, with retail sales up in line with predictions at 5.5%. Property continued to be a problem sector for the nation, with falls in development by 9%. And that number is crucial to demand for our iron ore, which has plunged to just above $100 a tonne, $40 down from the start of where it was at the beginning of the year. And that drop in price has seen across the year so far BHP lose 16%, Fortescue lose 19%, and Rio Tinto going backwards by 14%. In the winner's circle today was South 32, which gained 4.7% despite halting manganese mining operations due to Tropical Cyclone Megan. A plan by Mineral Resources to acquire a nickel plant and to retrofit it for lithium processing saw its shares rise 0.4% to $66.17. There were also lifts of more than 1% for Suncorp, Endeavour and Yancoal. Rising bond yields saw the real estate sector losing, with Goodman Group down 3.6%, Charter Hall down 1.9% and Vicinity Centres going backwards by 1%. Superloop's share price has dropped more than 6% after it instructed rival Aussie Broadband to sell down its stake in the company. Wesfarmers, ResMed and Origin Energy all fell backwards just under 1%. On the currency market, there was not much change over the weekend, with the Aussie dollar continuing to buy 65.7 US cents. $1 is also worth 51.6 British pence, 97 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. Gold's good times aren't over just yet, but the price has come down to US $2,150 an ounce. Brent crude oil remains over US $85 a barrel, and Bitcoin has consolidated, one coin now worth 103,910 Aussie dollars. Now, I don't know when the last time was that you sent anything by snail mail, but next time you do, you'll be slugged up to 25% more. Australia Post has been given the green light to up the price of stamps, taking effect from the 3rd of April. An ordinary small letter stamp will set you back $1.50, up from $1.20, with large letters weighing less than 125 grams jumping from $2.40 to $3. The changes were approved by the competition regulator, but won't apply to concession card holders who'll still pay 60 cents, and the cost of sending a Christmas card will also remain at 65 cents, which is the one time of year that AusPost is inundated with snail mail and parcels. The letter side of the business is hemorrhaging. AusPost reported a half-year loss of $182 million earlier this month, and it's only going to get worse. Letter volumes are set to halve over the next 5 years. So even with the price rise, it'll only cost most households an extra $4.50 a year, with an average of just two letters received every week. And when you take out paper bills and the local government mail-outs, I reckon the actual number would likely be a lot less. Tonight on the show, it is health, wealth and rides as we talk to the group pushing for exercise to be a tax deduction. We'll find out how many of us want to get rid of negative gearing and look at this court decision costing Uber millions of dollars. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.